Hi, I'm here with Glenn McCahy from RT and the founder of MojoCon. Can you tell me how you got involved in the Mojo industry?
Sure. Back around 2007, I saw a video on YouTube with a guy from Reuters. His name was Ilico Elia, and he's actually a speaker here this year. And he had put together a kit which involved a Nokia N95 phone and a kind of hacked together microphone and a little small solar powered charger panel. And he was giving this out to journalists and Reuters for overseas assignments to create content for online. I remember looking at it, and it was like a eureka moment. I thought, that's genius. So I spoke to my boss in RT at the time and said, can we get a couple of those new models? Because there was a new one coming on the market, the N93i, and it looked like a little flip-out camcorder. So we got a few of those, and we shot some stories, and we tried to work out, you know, the logistics and the workflow, how you would edit it, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it was pretty crap, if I'm truthful, but it was a start. But later that same year, Jobs launched the iPhone. And then subsequently, about 2-3 years later, we started to produce content on the iPhone, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Cool. Glenn, you're the reason we are all here today. Why did you decide to have a conference for mobile journalism?
MojoCon was inspired, I guess, as a reaction to something that was starting to develop around 2011 that quite frustrated me. So as I had designed a workflow, a five-day masterclass on how to shoot and edit stories with your phone, and I delivered that training in RT initially, but then other stations around Europe started to request the training as well. So I started to go to other TV stations in other countries to teach their staff. And initially the training was extremely well received, but then I started to see a trend, which is within 3 or 4 weeks of the training courses finishing, I'd start to get emails from the trainees saying, you know, really enjoyed the course and I love being able to do all this stuff myself, but the engineers in our TV station have said there's no way they'll ever broadcast this content. And it really, you know, I used to be a broadcast engineer, so it made me extremely angry. A lot of these things are motivated by union intervention and stuff. And I just kind of thought, like, I'm either going to throw the towel in, I'm going to have to figure out a way of actually bringing the people who are doing this extremely well together so they can share their stories. And when I started to put the ideas down on paper, I kind of thought, well, who are the key stakeholders? Well, there's the people who are doing it. There's the people who make the apps and the hardware. And then there's all the people who are starting to train in the same way that I was. And that was a growing community back then. So the idea for MojoCon was born on that principle. Let's bring people together to share our knowledge and let's see what happens.
Everyone here at MojoCon is talking about story. Can you tell me the most interesting story you've ever produced or photographed?
I'll tell you a tiny little one. So I'm not a journalist, okay? I come from the technology background, so I would never attest to achieve the type of storytelling style or quality of my colleague Philip Bromwell or many others for that matter. But I do shoot, and I have a passion for photography and had for many years. So about 3, maybe 4 years ago, I saw the award winners for the International Mobile Photography Awards announced on Twitter. And one of the names was O'Shea. I remember looking at it, it was spelled S-E Father, and I thought, well, he's got to be Irish. So I tracked this guy down, Brendan O'Shea, on Twitter initially, and then via email, and then found his blog, and blah, blah, blah. So I reached out to him and said, look, you know, I work at RTE, and I've just seen that you're a winner in this competition. Would you be interested in telling your story? I want to shoot a story on my iPhone. Seeing as you do all your photography on the phone, I hope you'd be cool with that. And he was like, yeah, come on down to Cork and, you know, we'll go out for a photo walk and we'll talk about it. It was great. So I spent 2 days with Brendan and kind of told his story. And while we were shooting, I was actually editing it on the fly, showing him sequences on iMovie and everything. And so he became hooked. And through no planning, just pure, you know, serendipity, he subsequently became featured by Apple as one of the world photographers in the Shot on iPhone campaign. And Brendan has been involved in the conference ever since and has led photo walks and done training. So, yeah, it was serendipity.
Okay. On your blog, you talk about the reasons that mobile technology will dominate media. What are the challenges or downsides to using technology?
I guess the biggest downside of gadgets and technology is that people can get very, very caught up with that part of it and forget the essence of the story.
Yeah.
That's the single biggest challenge.
Okay, and what would be your top takeaway, even though you're the founder of it, of MojoCon 2017?
There were two quotes that were stated by different speakers on stage. I can't actually remember the individuals who said them, but the first one was, this is as bad as it gets. And what I think it was Patrick Kvikot from SVT in Sweden said, what he meant by that is, he said, this mobile technology is only going to continue to get better. So no matter who is saying it's not good enough, it's never going to get worse from this. It's only going to get better. And he's absolutely right. With 5G on the horizon, and as the camera sensors continue to improve, as Tesla drive the battery technology, these are only going to get better. So that was a big takeaway for me. And the other one, I think, was Bill Carter, who just sort of said, you know, the story is everything. Mm. It doesn't matter what, like, you know, shoot it with whatever you have. But the gear that you produce it on is transparent. It's invisible to the person watching the story. All they see is what you produce. Hmm. And that's where the energy needs to go.
Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure.